The next patient is Fausto Huertas. The last name is H-U-E-R-T-A-S. This is a clinical case of a 38-year-old Hispanic male that has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been going on for a significant number of months, period. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital with hypertensive crisis, period. The patient initially was treated with cardine drip, and eventually she was switched to medications that include carvedilol 12.5 milligrams POBID, hydralazine 25 milligrams PO 4 times a day, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, and nifedipine ER 60 milligrams daily. Period. Since there was elevation of the troponins, the patient underwent a cardiac catheterization. No critical lesions were found. However, the patient has evidence of elevated end diastolic pressure. Period. The renal artery stenosis was ruled out, and the renal aldosterone ratio was normal. However, it's important to keep in mind that the patient was with hypokalemia at the time of the admission, period. Most importantly, the patient has significant proteinuria. The urinalysis was consistent with 4-plus proteinuria quantification. I couldn't find it in the computer, but I'm sure that was done during the evaluation. The patient blood pressure has come down, however, needs adjustment of the medication for that reason. The patient was given indications to take the carvedilol every 12 hours, the hydralazine 50 milligrams every 12 hours, the lisinopril 20 milligrams every 12 hours, nifedipine in the evening time, and we added the Jardiance 10 milligrams on daily basis, samples given, but the idea is to increase to 25 milligrams. The prescription was called, and the patient was started on spironolactone 25 milligrams every day, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus. The diabetes mellitus is under better control with the administration of the Januvia 50 milligrams daily. With the Jardiance, we expect to have better numbers. He says that he has been around 130 most of the time. Side effects of the Jardiance were explained to the patient, and he also told me that he used to take that medication in the past. Following number, the patient has hypokalemia. Whether or not the patient has aldosterone-driven hypertension is a consideration. For that reason, we are going to use the spironolactone. Period. When admitted to the hospital, the patient had acute kidney injury. By the time of the discharge, when the blood pressure was under control, the blood pressure returned to normal. The estimated GFR with hyperfiltration was around 90 mLs per minute. We are going to reevaluate the case in 1 month with laboratory workup. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the hospital records, all the studies, including the ultrasounds of the kidney, the cardiac catheterization, the echocardiogram, and the laboratory workup. In the face-to-face, and explaining in detail the the disease and what to do with the disease and the diet, we spend 4 minutes, and the documentation 10 minutes, period.